Today, of course, is Palm Sunday, one of the most popular Sundays of the entire year. And of course, there's always a challenge with parking on a day like today. I did come across a little story I wanted to share with you. A fellow named Patty was driving down the street in a sweat because he had an important meeting and he could not find a parking place. Looking up to heaven, he said, "Lord, take pity on me. If you find me a parking place, I will go to Mass every Sunday for the rest of my life, and I will give up drinking Irish whiskey." Miraculously, a parking place appeared. And Patty looked up and said, "Never mind, Lord, I found one." Well, why is Palm Sunday such a popular day? I think the two most popular days are Ash Wednesday and Palm Sunday. You know why? Because you get free stuff. And, you know, I grown up in Philadelphia going to the Phillies games at the old Veterans Stadium. Whenever they gave away something, let's say it was Jersey Day or Hat Day or Ball Day, it was packed. But I think there's a deeper meaning, a deeper reason why we really love things like the Ashes on Ash Wednesday and Palms on Palm Sunday. It's because these are holy things. These are sacramentals. We have seven sacraments, but we have hundreds of sacramentals. And because we are soul, mind, and body, we as Catholics and as Christians like tangible things that remind us of our faith. That's why we love stained glass windows, stations of the cross, beautiful statues and of angels and saints. That's why we love things like the crucifix or rosaries or miraculous medals, holy cards, because these are tangible expressions of our faith. So that's why we, I think, really like things like the palms on Palm Sunday and ashes on Ash Wednesday. Now, what should you do with these palms? Of course, they are now blessed, so they are sacramental. So they're sacred, holy objects, and so take good care of them. I know during Mass, oftentimes people are so talented, especially the kids, they know how to make beautiful crosses out of their palms, especially during the homily, I've noticed, right? And which is fine, as long as they're listening. But so you take the palm branches home and place them behind your crucifix in the house or behind your image of the Sacred Heart. Your palm branch reminds you that Jesus Christ is King, that He is your Lord, He is your Messiah, He is the King of Kings. See, the people waved the palm branches. That was their acknowledgement that Christ was King. Well, what do you do with last year's palm branches that have become older? Well, what you would do is, the church says you can do two things. You could bury them or burn them. You wouldn't just throw them away because they're blessed sacramentals. So the proper way would be to put them in the garden and dispose of them by burying them, or perhaps burning them and scattering the ashes in the garden as well. So that is the respectful way for last year's palms. In fact, the ashes that we use on Ash Wednesday are made from palms from the previous Palm Sunday. So that's the first thing I'd recommend today on this Palm Sunday, is to really treasure these sacramentals, like the palms, and place it in a place of honor. And every time you pass by, acknowledge that Jesus Christ is your King, your Messiah, and your Savior. The second thought that comes to me during Palm Sunday really comes from former Pope Benedict. You know, he's written so many beautiful books, hundreds of books, but in the last couple of years, he wrote a book called Jesus of Nazareth, which is the whole life of Christ. I would really recommend you reading that book. But that not long ago, he came out with Volume 2 of Jesus of Nazareth, which is Holy Week, an entire book just on Holy Week. And a couple days ago, I read the chapter on Palm Sunday. I just wanted to share with you a couple of beautiful insights that he gave about Palm Sunday. And he gives commentary. And, you know, he, of course, is one of the most brilliant men alive, but he writes very, very well and very easy to read. So again, I would think all of you would thoroughly enjoy that book. And, for example, in the Gospel we read from the back of church, it talks about how when the Lord came into Jerusalem, he borrowed somebody's donkey. And Pope Benedict says that that's what kings had the right to do. They had the privilege when they came into an area. If you had a horse or a chariot, they were allowed to use it because they were king. Now, if they were good king, they would give it back after they were done, which, of course, Jesus did. Another thing he mentions is that it says here in today's gospel that the apostles set Jesus upon the donkey. And those same words were used in the Old Testament when the royal guard set Solomon upon the throne. That same expression. And the Pope then says, well, Jesus could have chosen any form of transportation. He could have chosen a large war horse, but he didn't. He chose a donkey to show that this was the kind of king that Jesus was to be, a meek and humble king, a man of humility, a king of peace that would come into the city of Jerusalem not for war, not to overthrow the Romans or to bring about a revolt, but he was to come in, as Zechariah said, meek and riding on a donkey. And then Pope Benedict mentions an interesting idea. He says that he compares it to the Mass and the Eucharist, that Jesus still comes to us in a very humble way, because he comes to us in Holy Communion. Just as he came into Jerusalem with such humility on a donkey, every time he comes to us at Mass, he comes under the appearance of bread and wine in the Blessed Sacrament. And that is a great act of humility. And he comes into our heart in that way. And then Pope Benedict even said something very interesting. He said, when the Lord came into Jerusalem, people began to shout, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest." And those are the same words that the church has used for 2,000 years in the liturgy right before Jesus comes to us in Holy Communion. Again, those are just some of the beautiful insights that Pope Benedict gave us just in a few pages of his book called Jesus of Nazareth, focused on Holy Week. And the last thing I'd like to recommend is to truly have a very good and holy week this week by participating in the liturgies of the church, getting to confession if you haven't done so already, going to the Holy Thursday Mass of the Lord's Supper, which honors the institution of the priesthood and the Eucharist, and then the Lord's commandment to love and serve, going to Stations of the Cross on Good Friday, and the Sacred Liturgy of Good Friday, perhaps the Easter Vigil, morning prayer that we have. So take a look at the bulletin, take a look at the website, and try to come to as many of the beautiful sacred liturgies as possible. So today we begin the holiest of weeks.